you are the baddest when it comes to the record industry.
Well, it is quite different from anything I've ever recorded or I've ever written.
Uh-huh.
It's a bold statement to say, but I mean it in all goodwill. You know, so don't take
it's
it too
seriously.
It's a good
modesty, of course.
Yeah, I'm saying it's like a way of saying you're cool, you're all right, you're tough. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I'm like criminally bad. Of course, that's how people would take it. It's a bold statement to make.
Mm-hmm. How about the video? The video is also another thing on this album is that a lot of songs make social statements, and the video also does that too. With Bad, I know that you probably didn't experience anything like that, but my name is Daryl.
Yeah, I know.
And I grew up in Harlem in the South Bronx, and I went away to school, and I also had to deal with peer pressures. How did you come out about with that whole idea of doing something like that?
Well, it wasn't really my idea. It's actually part of a true story where this kid tried
to... It's my story, in a sense.
Yeah, it's your story. But the truth of what really happened, this kid... Tell me, Gary Frank.
Let's do that over. Hold on for a second.
Yeah. Don't make faces.
Now, I know that you didn't write the video, but you're telling me the story is almost like the story of my life, but you're telling me that it's based on another person.
Yes, it is. This kid who went to school upstate in the country, whatever, who is from the ghetto, and he tried to make something of his life. And he would leave his old friends behind. And when he came back on spring break or whatever, Thanksgiving break, his friends became so envious, jealous of him that mm-hmm. they killed him. But in the film, I don't.